This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Some election updates this morning. In the congressional District 8 race that is still too close to call, Republican Gabe Evans took his first lead on Friday night. The district represents northern Metro Denver all the way up past Greeley. Democratic Representative Yadira Caraveo had held a tight lead since Tuesday night's election. Evans is now up by just about 2,500 votes. There are thousands of votes from Adams County still being counted this weekend. This morning, Denver Mayor Mike Johnston has conceded in his push for a ballot measure that would have increased sales taxes to fund affordable housing. It was a major part of his housing policy. That measure was close, but it won only 49% of the vote. It needed at least 50%. Colorado will have a new Senate president and other Democratic leaders in that chamber for the upcoming legislative session. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Democratic Senator James Coleman will lead the Senate next year. Coleman is from Denver and previously served as Senate President Pro Tem. After his selection, he told his colleagues he's come a long way to this position.
My yearbook did not say that I would ever run for office. I can't tell you what it said because it'd probably be inappropriate, but I was most likely to not be here because of so many people I've been blessed to learn and grow and develop into a leader.
House Democrats meet Monday and are expected to reelect their top leadership.
That was Benta Berkland reporting. This is CPR News and KRCC.